Timeless 106.1 FM, thanks so much for joining us for another edition of KFFB's Open Mic Program. We do have Senator Tom Cotton standing by. And Senator, thanks so much for taking time and updating us on what's going on in Washington, D.C.
Of course, Bob. It's always good to be on with you.
Let's talk about something you're working on, getting Obamacare individual mandate reform passed with the tax reform.
Sure, Bob. The individual mandate is the most hated part of Obamacare. It's the part in which the IRS fines you for not being able to afford the insurance that Obamacare made unaffordable in the first place. But also, Bob, if we repeal the individual mandate as part of the tax bill, it makes it that much easier to pass a bigger tax cut for families and businesses here in Arkansas, because repealing the individual mandate generates about $340 billion in savings to the federal government over the next 10 years. So to me, it's a pretty obvious choice. You both get to repeal the most hated, unfair part of Obamacare, and you also pay for more tax cuts for Arkansas's families and businesses. I've been working on this over the last 2 weeks, and we've got great momentum, and I'm really confident we can get it into the bill before it passes Congress.
And Tom, can you give our listeners the Reader's Digest of what the mandate really means?
The individual mandate is what requires every American to have insurance of some kind that meets Obamacare's dictates. Not what's good for you and your family, but what Obamacare says is good for you. And if you don't, then you have to pay a fine. That fine today can be up to $2,000 a family. So just think about, Bob, how crazy that is. On the one hand, you don't have insurance because you can't afford it, and you're already bearing the cost of your health care without any insurance. But on the other hand, the IRS fines you up to $2,000 for not being able to afford that insurance. That's one reason why over two-thirds of all Americans want to repeal the mandate. And as I said, if we repeal the mandate as part of the tax bill, it helps us pay for more tax cuts for families and businesses in Arkansas.
And this would just make common sense.
I certainly think so, and I believe most of my colleagues in the Senate do as well. Again, this is something that I started pitching to them a couple weeks ago. Not many people had thought about it at first, but the more people have thought about it, I think the more they realize that it is common sense.
And let's now talk about the tax reform. And do you have a prediction on what people can see that's coming down the pike?
Bob, I think we're going to pass a good tax bill that's going to benefit our families and our businesses. I think families in Arkansas will see a healthy tax cut, up to $50, $100 a month, over $1,000 a year. We're going to do that through a few different means. For instance, we're going to more than double the standard deduction. So a lot of people won't even have to fill a complicated 1040 form out. They can even do their taxes on a 1040 EZ. Second, we're going to reduce tax rates for everyone on all of your taxable income after that standard deduction is doubled. And third, we're going to do some other things for families, like increase the child tax credit to get more money into the hands of parents who are bearing all the costs of bringing up the next generation of Americans. The second goal is to reduce taxes for businesses. So businesses can take more of their hard-earned money, put it back into their plants or their factories or their stores, hire more workers, pay higher wages. I think those two things combined are the main goals for a tax bill on which I'm focused here in Arkansas.
We've been talking with Senator Tom Cotton here on Timeless 106.1 KFFB's Open Mic. You can find this program at kffb.com. And Senator, thanks for joining us.
Of course, Bob. It's always good to be on with you.